Margaritaville, how's it going, buddy?
Well, same ugly and stupid, A1.
Yeah.
It's been 54 months since I've been out in the sunlight. Well, I haven't been out in sunlight for 2 years, but I understand that the sunlight's coming, shining in Ottawa. Yep. We're finally seeing what the police are all about, eh?
Release text heard all over the internet now? Yep.
So they're going to break in, are they? Some little old ladies and truck drivers and families and children. Hey, Chris Lewis, how does that look on you, you big keto? Okay, that your cops are going to Ottawa to beat up freedom fighters, truckers, and their families. You're sending this PAS in there to grab the kids so they can be trafficked among your pedophile friends. I mean, is this what Canada is all about? I understand the opposition to Justin Trudeau and Jagmeet Singh, the terrorists there. They're not even arguing in the House, eh?
No. And your favorite queen has caught COVID?
Which one? Which queen is that? The rapper in Toronto or the bitch in England?
The bitch in England.
Ah, well, for those of you who are interested, the bitch in England hasn't been our queen since Article 61 of the Magna Carta kicked in on March 23rd, 2001, after she was queried by the House of Lords over the Treaty of Neat, which brought Canada and the British Isles and Commonwealth into that fake European Union, which was a Rothschild organization. Speaking of which, A1,
yeah.
Given that the Super Bowl started with from the Military District of Columbia, the Super Bowl, I think Canadian patron, if you check on the Securities and Exchange Commission website, you'll see the District of Columbia LLC probably has changed hands.
Terry. Terry.
If it's changed hands, then the Corporation of Canada would have changed hands, and we would now be a subcorporation of the military, yeah. U.S. military. Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah, they're all bankrupted. We know it.
Thing. I'm glad that Elizabeth Regina has finally caught COVID because she's probably been room temperature since the Economist magazine signaled London sprinches are falling back in what was that, November or October, December. That means Linda Rothschild is in the bag, and Mike Rothschild, who tweeted me a couple years ago. How you doing, Mike? How's it going?
Hey, there's another thing I got to tell you.
There's
an ex-wife of NBA Miami Heat who also went to Toronto Raptors and did some coaching there, I think it is. She's now protected by Donald Trump, and this is going to connect into the Toronto Raptors, which we know is connected to Drake, about the NBA's killing children.
It's everywhere, folks. This, as bizarre as this sounded a couple of years ago when A1 and I started banging the drum, it's all going to come out in weeks now. Not waiting months anymore. That this has been the stock and trade of the control system, of the so-called elite. They've been raping and murdering children and engaging in pedophilia on camera to secure their positions. All you got to do is go to Google and search celebrity one eye and enter and go, the hell's this? You're going to see all these celebrities covering one eye. And you're going to see that with our politicians. You're going to see that with our government officials. And you're going to see that with our big sports stars. And you're going to see that with our actors. Harvey Weinstein was just a drop in the bucket. And people wonder why. You know, the Bronfman sisters sit in a U.S. prison awaiting sentencing for their involvement with the Rainbow Cultural Gardens daycare center chain, of which, who owns a few franchises, A1?
Sorry, I was reading a message. I wasn't paying attention.
The Rainbow Cultural Garden, part of the Nexium sex cult, which Keith Raniere got 135 years for being involved in, and the Bronfman sisters are in prison over that. And, you're going to see that worked its way into McGill University and the transhumanist agenda that was established in McGill University, and it's all a big cesspool of garbage. But how are our truckers doing? Are they standing down the jackboot thugs of the of the police.
There's a whole bunch more on the way from BC. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, if they run you out of Ottawa, folks, with like cutting off your supply, you can always go to Toronto.
Oh, they started. They started in Toronto too. They're parading around Toronto now.
You know, you should all go to the bridal path and just honk your horns and scream on your loudspeakers, justice for Matthew Stakos, right out in front of the embassy there, where the rapper lives. Or you could do it downtown. Just do it in Yorkville. There's a lot of people in Yorkville that are probably going to end up in a U.S. prison over the whole thing.
Or outside John Ankle Monitor Torrey's house, or David Thompson.
You could do that, or that McCormick, the pedophile that used to run the police union.
We got lots of addresses.
Which is pink and purple tie, little fag boy. Anyway, to you truckers out there, we love you. You're our heroes, and stand the line. Hold the line, just like Toto sang in 1977. Hold the line. Do not let them break you. They're a bunch of thugs. Canada is behind you. And all you Canadians hearing my voice, put your hands in your pockets and find a way. Get in touch with Norm Traversy. A1 will connect you. Get some money to those truckers so we can feed them and keep them warm, keep their families safe. And the rest of you truckers out there, shut your trucks up. Hey, let's show Canada the value of truckers, and that you people are the backbone of this country. And if Justin Trudeau wants to stay prime minister, well, then don't run your trucks. Right? Justin Trudeau, you need to step down, you little punk. It's time for you to go. The New World Order died right at the pizza gate out front of your bunker, Justin. It died right at the pizza gate outside your bunker. It's time for you to step down. And it's time for a real man to step up and be prime minister of this country. And I think that the grand poobah Norm Traversy should be our prime minister.
I think Trump was coding him yesterday with the fire extinguisher.
Folks, it's all coming down. Norm and I promised you we would fix Canada, and I can tell you, Canada Special A1 and Agent Sky High and Agent Blue Tequila were all in the room at that time, and we weren't playing games. We weren't playing cowboys and Indians. This is the real deal. So I want to wish everyone the best, and we love you all. And please, Canada, stand up for these truckers. They need your support. And we all appreciate your support. And that's all I got to say for today, A1, but if you could send this out.
I'll see
you. And you Jack New Thug Cops, keep it up. Just keep it up, punk. Because I have the silver bullet that will kill policing in Ontario.
Hey, okay, slow down. Slow down. We're just going to cut you off there, okay? We're just...
No, I mean policing as an occupation. I don't mean killing cops.
Okay,
although
okay.
The gangs of Toronto might rise up and kill a bunch of them when we drop the documentary. But we'll see. Maybe it won't get dropped. Maybe Comrades will prevail. But so far, you know, Peter Scruton and Judge O'Meara, they did show up at my pretrial. They went to the Catholic Children's Aid Society for Pedophile Friday. Meanwhile, you know, Fiona Punt and Shelley and Stephanie Panzarella, they open the door and say, oh, hi guys, come on in. Anyway, you truckers, we love you, each and every one of you. And that prime minister that's afraid of you is a child trafficker, a pedophile. And so is Chris Lewis and Mark Mendelsohn, those cops that go on the CTV and go on about how, oh, please, we're going to do this by the book, blah, 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 blah. We don't want to lose and kill people, blah, blah, blah. And the text going around about how they're going to bust Ted.
all their text messages have been released all over the internet.
Comedy broadcast.
I know, but it is. When I'm talking to you, when I'm talking to you, I can barely breathe half the time. It's too funny.
Anyway, folks, truckers, we love you. Canada, it's time to stand on guard for thee. That's what we said we do numerous times. Time to show these truckers that we love them and we care about them. And to you, you across the border, you truckers, hey, shut down the border. All you got to do is park your trucks on your side of the Canadian access to the border and shut down the border for us. Because, hey, I'm not getting cornflakes here in jail anyway, so who cares? And to El Presidente Donaldo Trumpo, if you're hearing this, but anyway, if you are, we love you, man. You are going to be the greatest leader in the history of this world. Let's get this done. All right, it's time.
Hey, okay.
She's got COVID. She's going to be announced room temperature probably in the next week. Time to take down Hillary Clinton. Come and get Justin Pito, because when you waste your smarties, you save the best for last, right?
Yep. And what's the address if anybody wants to mail you a letter or any help with funding, with money and things like that?
Oh, if anybody wants to help me pay for these phone calls because I'm getting running out of money, it's Gerald Brummel at 541 County Road 36, Lindsay, Ontario, box 4500. I can't remember the postal code, K9D something. Somebody will post it. But it's the Central East Detention Center, where I've been for 54 months, so I'm no threat to anybody. They put me in here. Nobody cares about me.
We care. I just fucking picked up your call.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I'm just playing. And for those of you that saw the Evergreen video, which I guess is getting pretty popular now, these are the weeks I was talking about. I said you're going to wake up a few weeks from now. Okay, I was off.
Yeah, those air ventilators, as well as the medicine that they're handing out, are remote control murder is what it comes down to.
Thanks,
buddy. Have a great day.